Welcome to ID the Future, a podcast about intelligent design and evolution.
Greetings and welcome to the ID the Future podcast. This is Casey Leskin with the Center for Science and Culture in Seattle, Washington. And today we have on our show again Dennis Wagner discussing his new website on intelligent design and the arts presented by the Access Research Network. Previously, we discussed the new website idarts.org, which promotes ID and the arts. But on this podcast, we'd like to discuss more about how ID inspires the arts, as well as some of the specific material on the website itself. Dennis, we're really happy to have you back on the show, and I'll just launch right into the questions.
It's my sense, Dennis, that artists use, obviously, the creative process, and they're using creativity when they make art, much like when designers or engineers invent a new idea or come up with a new way of solving some problem. It's a very similar process. And I just feel like there are lots of similarities between arts and invention in the arts, invention in technology, invention in the sciences, and intelligent design.
Right. And I think it's time that we open up this whole discussion to people that use the right side of their brain more than the left side. And I think it's been kind of a left side discussion focused on scientific data and facts and particular things. And the artists and the right brain people tend to think more in whole pictures and in creative ways rather than in detailed ways, scientific ways. And I think that basically you come to the same answer no matter which side of the brain you come from.
Sure, sure.
And on our website, we've got some people that are gifted in using both sides of their brain. We have a medical doctor who wrote some songs, and one of them's called "She's Got No Brain," referring to nature. How did we get all this stuff here if she's got no brain?
Sure, sure. That's great. So, and that actually brings up I'd like to talk a little more about the idarts.org website. You guys obviously have a blog, which has a running, every so often you will submit new ID-related art entries. So who are some of the people that are contributing, and how often are you updating the blog, and what are some of the sorts of items that people will find if they go to the website?
Well, we've got about 30 entries in there right now that we've collected over the last year to kind of get this thing launched, and really, we're going to wait and see what people submit. Since we launched it on Monday, we've already had two submissions, and there's one that's on the bacterial flagellum.
I see that right now with Joey Campana, who we actually recently interviewed on this podcast. He's the founder of ResearchID.org. I didn't know that he had art gifts, so that's really neat to see.
Well, his are a little different kind of art gifts. His are 3D computer-generated art.
Okay.
And so, he saw our art website and got all excited about that and said, well, hey, does 3D-generated art count? And I said, well, we're still trying to figure out what ID art is, so sure, why not? send it in. So I asked them to, rather than taking a scientific look at it, I said, explain the artistic view of this. I mean, what did you have to do to create this view of this, and what was involved in that? And, he talked about the software he used and how he had to go to the data, scientific data, to get the modeling information, and it took 13 hours to render the image on the computer, and all that kind of stuff. So
this is really neat. It's allowing the techies to get involved with creating art here, and I see that it says that it will, you have prose, you have images, you have lyrics, you have a number of different forms of art. How about movies? How about film? Is that in the works?
We got a category for that, and across the top of our website is a tab for each of these different areas.
Oh, okay, there it is. Mm-hmm.
And a couple of interesting things we've got there. One is Adama Film Festival coming up in May 4th through 6th in Culver City, Southern California. And these guys, they've been doing this film festival for about 5 years, and they basically got together a bunch of young filmmakers who wanted to kind of explore the spiritual aspect of human experience through film. And not any particular religious viewpoint, just, there's more to man than a pile of chemicals, and how can we explore that concept in film? And so this film festival features a bunch of short films, anywhere from a minute long to about 25 minutes, and they actually have some of them online, and we have one of them linked there Gabrielle that I think kind of explores the whole idea of, you know, well, are we more than chemicals? And, you know, do we have a soul? And if so, what is a soul? And, you know, where does it come from and where does it go? And, you know, those kinds of issues. So
you're exploring a lot more than just the scientific side of ID. You're exploring the philosophical, the metaphysical questions that are raised by these issues on your website.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. The whole range of things, because, you know, science tends to be limited to a kind of a smaller set of questions. And so I think when we get into the art side, we're freer to kind of explore, you know, all the things that get attached to talking about origins.
Sure. Well, if you have a category for unintelligent designs, then I might be able to submit some art.
Okay.
But
we'll create one for you. There's hope for you. Casey.
Thanks, Dennis. This is a wonderful website. I hope that our listeners will go check this out. It's www.idarts.org, a new website devoted to intelligent design and the arts, sponsored by the Access Research Network, covering all different types of art, literature, poetry, music, theater, film. And I'm sure that if there's people out there with new gifts, they will create new categories, as we already see they're creating 3D rendered images on the bacterial flagellum or finding a home on this website. So, Dennis, you've created a great thing here. Is there anything else you'd like our listeners to know? How can they contribute? How can they get involved with this website? What else can we tell them?
Just a couple of things in closing. One is, since it is a blog, we have comments are allowed. You have to actually click on the link at the top of each page to get down to the blog level where you can contribute comments. But we'd love to have people post their comments there. We want to start creating a kind of an ID Arts community, and part of that is getting people to post comments. In the future, we hope maybe to add a discussion forum and get the artists talking about you know, where we go with this. Also, there's a tab at the top called Contact. And if you go to that tab, we have some email addresses there where if you have some artwork you'd like to submit for this or comments you'd like to submit to us about the website, just go to that idarts@arn.org email address and send us your stuff and we'll take a look at it. We can't promise we'll post everything up there, but we think if it's you know, close to the spirit of what we're trying to accomplish on this site, we'll definitely want to get some artwork up there.
That's great, Dennis. And I assume that your contributors will retain, obviously, copyright of whatever is posted on your website. Is that correct?
Oh, sure. Yeah. That's
okay.
Their stuff. You know, we kind of have two categories. One is just kind of stuff that amateurs are doing or that you know, people who work in the arts for a living want to get their stuff promoted and related to ID Arts. The other is we actually have a catalog tab on there, too, and we're actually selling some of the artwork by these artists. If you go to that catalog tab, you'll see the two paintings by Jody. We've got another one called Split Rock by Chris Woolley. He's actually located here in Colorado Springs and has some great outdoor watercolor paintings that he's done. We've got some books. One I'm really excited about, well, there's several of them. We got one called The Cave Painting, which is kind of an analogy or a parable of science done in a kind of a fictional literature style. We got another one called Calculating God, which I think is the first sci-fi book that I'm aware of that really takes intelligent design on head-on. And that one deals with aliens coming from outer space and confronting a paleontologist about the evidence and all sorts of things going on there. But this author, Robert Sawyer, has really done his homework on paleontology and on ID, and you'll find arguments by Stephen Jay Gould and Michael Behe in this book. So kind of a fun way to read about the argument. You know, if you got a sci-fi friend that is interested in this, this is a great way to introduce them to the concepts of ID.
Well, Dennis, this is really great. Aaron is always pushing ID into new frontiers, and this is definitely a frontier where there's a lot of work that's already been done. There just needs to be a website to collect it all. So this is idarts.org, a new website for ID in the arts. And I think maybe I'll end actually reading a haiku that I found under your poetry tab on the website. It's entitled Earth by Roger W. Hancock. And here it is. Earth is set precise among the heavenly stars. Happenstance? They say. Thank you. This is Casey Luskin with the ID the Future podcast. Dennis, it's great to have you on the show.
Thank you, Casey.
Stay tuned. We'll probably have more on this website in the future. Thanks for listening.
Music on ID the Future comes courtesy of composer Yuri Mamchur. Visit www.yuriproductions.com and check out his latest CD, In the Harbor. This program was recorded by Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture. Discovery President is Bruce Chapman. ID the Future Managing Editor is Robert Crowther. And the producer is Keith Bennett. ID the Future and ID Science in the News is copyright Discovery Institute 2006. For more information, visit www.discovery.org or www.idthefuture.com.